This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
DJ Khaled gets an interesting gift from Drake. Lizzo talks racism in pop music. We talk about music at the World Cup and if Mike Posner is taking credit for an NFL team's success. Blackpink and Selena Gomez link up, and Taylor Swift and Mariah Carey take over our charts. This is Billboard News Now, and these are your top stories for Monday, November 28th.
My brother Drake just bought me and my family about 4 big toilet bowls.
Christmas came early for DJ Khaled's household. Drake gifted the DJ 4 high-end toilet bowls.
I'm not even joking, Drake. We've been wanting this. Me and my queen been talking about getting Todos for the whole house.
The fancy bowls have a UV cleaning system, remote control operation, a bidet function, and a built-in air deodorizer, just to name a few features, and start at over $2,000 each.
So when you sit down and do the theory, that's when you reflect on life. Ideas be coming. Some of my biggest ideas come from me taking a theory.
I hear you, Khaled. I get my best ideas there too. Lizzo says music genres are inherently racist and is pointing out the racist origins of pop music. In a recent interview with Entertainment Weekly, the two-time Billboard Hot 100 chart topper says that the music industry created genres to segregate black artists from being mainstream. Lizzo says in part, they didn't want their kids listening to music created by black and brown people because they said it was demonic and yada, yada, yada. So then there were these genres created almost like code words, R&B, and then of course eventually hip hop and rap was born from that.
In a minute, I'ma need a sentimental man or woman to pump me up.
I mean, she is the expert on pop. She won the Best Pop Solo Performance Grammy in 2020, and she's up for it again in 2023. The World Cup is in full force, and soccer superstar Lionel Messi is breaking down his favorite tunes. Plus, do the San Francisco 49ers have Mike Posner to thank for their success this season? Messi and Argentina clinched a victory over Mexico at the World Cup in Qatar, and his favorite soccer song started to trend.
Muchachos, ahora no volvimos a ilusionar.
Muchachos, ahora nos volvimos a ilusionar. Hope I did that right. Paloma Mosca was played in the locker room after Argentina's victory. The song even references Messi in its opening lyrics.
En Argentina nací, tierra de Diego y Leonel.
From football to football.
We have really gone on a journey with one another today. Namaste.
Mike Posner, who added breathwork specialist to his resume, has been working with the San Francisco 49ers and told TMZ his technique works so well, it brought some of the players to tears. So if they win the Super Bowl this season, they may have Mike to thank. Selena Gomez and Blackpink are like a dessert that keeps getting sweeter. And that's right, they're hanging out again.
Called us with a kiss, so he called me ice cream. Catch me in the fridge right where the ice be.
Sell pink chillin'. That was the perfect caption to 3 pictures Selena Gomez posted over the weekend with the K-pop superstar group. Selena served in a long black coat as the Girls Rock tour merch from their Born Pink tour that just wrapped its North American leg. They thanked their LA Blinks on Twitter. It was so good to see Selena and Blackpink together, as when they filmed their video for Ice Cream, they filmed separately due to the pandemic.
Diamonds on my wrist, so he call me Ice Cream. You could double dip, cause I know you like me.
Taylor Taylor Swift is living rent-free on top of our charts. And Mariah Carey jingles to the top five. Merry Swiftmas, everybody. The Billboard Hot 100 for this week has arrived, and perched at the top for the fifth week is Taylor Swift's Anti-Hero.
It's me, hi.
And that's not all. Her album Midnight spends a fourth non-consecutive week at number one on the Billboard 200 with 177,000 equivalent album units earned in the US, according to Luminate. And this woman got a Cyber Monday sale on merch. Somebody help me. And maybe I'll buy some of that merch for Christmas gifts, because it's definitely that time of year. And Mimi's All I Want for Christmas Is You has hit number 5 on the Hot 100. You guys were definitely streaming holiday bops over Thanksgiving break, as Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree and A Holly Jolly Christmas also hit the top 10. There's a lot more chart news happening, so you know where to go. Billboard.com.
That's gonna do it for today. Running it down for you always, I'm Tetris Kelly for Billboard News Now.